I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We don't usually think of video war games as therapy, but researchers are finding ways to use virtual reality to help soldiers deal with what they've experienced in combat. Skip Rizzo is a clinical psychologist and a research scientist at the Institute for Creative Technologies at the University of Southern California. He's helped to develop a PTSD therapy he calls Virtual Iraq. Hi, Skip.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So the idea of a virtual universe is to simulate reality for the viewer. And in this case, does that mean really simulating war?
You know, in order to treat PTSD effectively, we often rely on what's called exposure therapy. And that is to get people to revisit the trauma and to emotionally process those memories and the negative things that happened to them. As long as you avoid reprocessing these memories or re-experiencing them in a therapeutic fashion, they're going to continue to haunt you. So that is why we go to the trouble and expense to create a virtual Iraq environment in which the person can ever so gradually re-experience what they went through in Iraq, but in a safe, supportive environment in the clinician's office. So yes, we do replicate war, but not, of course, to the level of intensity, and certainly not at a level that is too much for a patient to handle.